Alt NPR.
The following is an installment of Benjamin Walker's Theory of Everything. For more information, an audio archive, and a blog, visit toeradio.org.
For decades now, Hollywood's been a haven for left-leaning ideologues who spout anti-Americanism both at home and abroad. But as you will hear in the following report from our investigative fiction bureau, this is about to change. In the late 1990s, the CIA launched Operation Real World, a covert op with three goals: the dissemination of key American values, institutional support for its key allies in the entertainment sphere, and the destruction of the economic networks that keep liberal Hollywood in business.
They wanted to carry out, essentially, a regime change in Hollywood, starting with the television industry.
That's Bill Lehman. Bill is the man behind many television fan websites on the internet, including a very popular John Ritter page.
John Ritter is a classic member of the Hollywood liberal cabal. I mean, from the beginning of his career in television, he was a pioneer in introducing the homosexual concept to the American people, I mean, on Three's Company. I mean, granted, he was a fake homosexual, but he put the idea out there and was a real believer in that.
Come and knock on our door. Come and knock on our door.
He was living in a communal situation with two women, and they would work together to solve their problems. Classic liberal ideology.
According to Bill, John Ritter recognized early on that the goal of reality television was to put real actors out of work by getting non-actors to work for free. And so he started poking around.
Through contacts in other production companies, through different shows that he's worked with over the years, he amassed documentary evidence, basically a paper trail, documenting the connection between the CIA and reality television. Shows like American Idol, The Apprentice, Survivor, Who Wants to Marry My Dad, they can all be traced back to, you know, seed money that was planted by the CIA.
John Ritter suffered a heart attack and died just before he was set to go public with his documents. Bill believes that the CIA was involved, and he has evidence too. Or at least a connection to someone who had evidence.
An old roommate of mine who's moved to Los Angeles, his new girlfriend's sister used to work for John's personal assistant. She saw all of this paperwork. She helped photocopy a lot of it. And the day after John died, everything disappeared.
I was supposed to be a contestant on the second season of The Apprentice.
Sally Barnett, a telemarketer from Cleveland.
I was in the office of one of the assistant producers. He was going to give me some tips on how I could make it into the final round. So what happened was that Mr. Trump and Mr. Burnett knocked on the door. So Jimmy, the assistant producer, shoved me under his desk. We were having sex, but it's not like you think. Anyway, so Mr. Trump and Mr. Burnett come in, and they start talking about who is going to make it into the final round. And when they come to me, Mr. Trump says there's no way I could be on the show because obviously I had unionistic tendencies. That's the word he used. Unionistic tendencies.
The Apprentice, like all the reality television shows produced by Mark Burnett, screens all its potential candidates. There are months and months of pre-production where the hopefuls run their strategies by the producers. Sally's strategy was collective action.
You know, the show works on this premise that there's going to be one winner and 15 losers, and everybody gets pitted against each other. My idea was to try and make it so at the end of the show, there's like 16 winners. So anyway, Jimmy tries to stand up for me, and he says that I would bring some real drama to the show. And Mr. Trump starts shouting, "No way, out of the question, we can't put that commie on the show or we'll lose our government funding."
After Mr. Trump and Mr. Burnett left the room, Sally says she begged and pleaded with Jimmy for a second chance. She even threatened to go to the media and expose the truth about the show. But she says he simply called security and had her escorted from the building. But if there was anything secret about this government funding, wouldn't Jimmy have recognized that Sally was, in fact, a potential security risk?
No, I think he thought I was dumb.
But is Sally Barnett dumb, or did she simply stumble upon Operation Real World? Already, reality television shows are popping up in Eastern Europe, Africa, Central America. Even Iraq now has a reality television show where families compete to have their bombed-out mud huts rebuilt into luxury townhouses. But perhaps the most disturbing adoption of the reality television show concept is Colombia's El Capo.
The main difference between The Apprentice and El Capo is that here, if you fail your task, you don't get fired. You get fired at a bullet in the head.
Energumeno Garcia is a Colombian refugee living outside of Boston. His brother, Pablo, was a contestant on El Capo.
Instead of competing to run a business enterprise of a multinational corporation, here contestants compete to become the lieutenant in the cartel.
And at first, Pablo did really well, successfully bribing judges and kidnapping civilians, but eventually he lost one of the contests.
The contest was to get as many drug mules on one plane. And my brother, who's a ladies' man, was able to get 19 girls in less than 24 hours. What I think happened is one of the other contestants knew that the only way to beat my brother was to switch their rubber condoms with lambskin condoms, which deteriorate in the stomach. Before the plane even left the ground, all his mules were dead.
While El Capo does not air on official Colombian television, bootleg copies are sold and traded in markets all across the country, and it's easy to find on the internet. But Energumeno has no intention of downloading the program. He's still in shock. His brother is dead, and he blames America.
In my country, the American drug war money goes to the corrupt Colombian government. And now the CIA money goes to the corrupt cartels. How can Americans support this? Don't they see that this reality entertainment is just poisonous values? It is making the world more corrupt and more miserable.
But the average American, like my neighbor John Gale, refuses to believe that Operation Real World even exists.
Total hogwash. I can't imagine anybody believing such a thing.
You've been listening to Benjamin Walker's Theory of Everything. For more information, an audio archive, and a blog, visit toeradio.org.
Alt, alt, alt. Alt, NPR.